T-Mobile.
KO4 HKX Mobile.
AC Bedmobile.
Morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Here. Morning. I guess everybody was waiting for somebody to call.
Morning.
K3GCA. And believe it or not, Sally's sitting up twos, and she says good morning.
Good morning, Miss Sally. KN4 TFW.
Good morning, KO4 HKX.
Good morning, Sally. Glad you guys are with us this morning. WTU JKT.
Andrew, Patrick, and Matt, and Ken. And if I miss anybody else, I'm sorry. So, but yeah, I was up about 10 minutes ago, and I was wondering the same thing. Nobody's on the air, but then I realized what time it was.
About 10 minutes ago, too.
I'm around exit 75 right now, and it's definitely quarter mile visibility or less.
In Greer, it was foggy at 4 when I got up, though.
All the way down the mountain, and I just passed Sandy Flats, and it's still foggy, so must just be right there where you're at, Ken.
Earthquake in Hendersonville last night?
And I'm going to say a negative on that. What time was it?
I just saw that there was a 2.7.
Think about it.
I went to bed early last night, though, so I probably wouldn't have felt it.
We wasn't home yet. I didn't get home till about 8:30 last night.
Can't hear every so often. I don't know that I've ever felt one.
Outside because of one, but I never really felt it.
Down in South Carolina, I don't know, 2015 maybe, that I heard it, and it was just a light rumbling in the house down in Seneca, but that's the only time I've ever noticed one.
But a few of them down mid-state, South Carolina, somewhere down there, so who knows.
They had up in D.C. that cracked the Washington Monument and all that.
Remember, Eric, that's been a while ago, though.
$4.39 a gallon for diesel fuel. It's sad that I'm happy about that, but it's better than where it has been.
Where did you get that at?
Listen, right near the house, it was $4.44, and 5 cents off was $4.39.
Up there in Inman.
Truck stop.
Bye there tomorrow. I gotta go down to Michelin. May have to go to Michelin if they let me know.
See how much it is before you get over this way.
Everybody's still half asleep this morning.
I'm good. And just enjoying the ride here. It did turn foggy here when I got down to the little motor mile here in Greer. Man, diesel's 487 over here at Wayhampton and 357.
I'm still here. I just ran out of gas. I'm getting Sally's making me a cup of coffee.
Making Sally coffee?
She's telling me that. And I asked her, where does it say that? She told me it was in the Bible where Hebrews.
And she's got a valid point.
She switched to those little Keurig pods. I used to like to make the coffee the night before so that in the morning the timer would come on and it would automatically brew or steep the coffee and you could smell it throughout the house. But now we just get the individual cups. It's easier.
Finally dies, we'll get the one that it's a Keurig, but it takes the pods on one side or the coffee pot on the other.
For those, and we liked it until it died. So it lasted, but I don't think it lasted as long as my original Keurig did. I had one of those Keurig Premium Elites or whatever that had the water reservoir on the side. It would hold like 80 or 90 ounces of water. And then when that one went, we went with the other one and with the coffee pot to the side, and it just didn't seem to last as long. And now we're down to this one of these little small, it's a little small K-cup. 1KA3JCA.
Buggy down here by Tadpoles.
I'm not real good this morning.
Yards, maybe, and that's to see the tail light.
Said I'm driving like maniacs on 85, that's for sure.
Means there ain't gonna be nothing in the middle of the road, surely.
I mean, you just can't see them.
I think there's anything that'll stop people from driving like maniacs.
WHM Mobile.
Good morning, Bill. KO4HKX.
Good morning, KN4TFW. Haven't heard that call sign in a minute.
4CEF.
Go to JKT.
Yep. You been up to? We hadn't talked to you in a while. I guess so, though. He always way into work, I guess. Morning out here on Wade Hampton. Lots of law enforcement present this morning.
Down there, I didn't see anything.
Dozies.
Can't be a good spot. I don't know. For whatever reason, it's a huge intersection, but there's always a wreck.
There's like five deputy sheriffs right here around me, so I usually don't see that many down here.
$4.64 for diesel on Highway 290 right here.
Right there at the QT at the corner of Locust Hill and Wade Hampton.
I entered the wrong number at the Shell station.
I thought it was 439 and it was actually 89 and just part of the digital display was out.
It was 444, which I thought was weird anyway, but that was just my 5 cents off. I can't ever get any good discounts on my Shell rewards.
Carolina and buying, it's $5.69 a gallon up there if you want to.
9 in Shelby, North Carolina, yesterday.
That price difference is just from one side of town to the other down here. I mean, it'd be 40, 50 cents a gallon just a few miles down the road.
Anything going on there?
Never have been able to explain it. I mean, literally from White Horse Road, where 253 comes out, to over here in Greer, there'll be 40, 50 cents a gallon difference in the same day.
Just down the $3 mark.
See, 200 yards and car blowed by me like I was stopped. Fleet, KN4TFW.
Not yet, but I am parked, so I could if I needed to.
At the gate.
At the gate. I'm just waiting for the guys that I deal with to get here. So, we'll see. They should be here any minute, though.
Maybe down here at the 66, for sure.
Report is still a quarter mile or less.
Not a car in a ditch here when I go by. It'd be a good day for it.
7 at the speeds on 101.
Sense difference just in Greer.
I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. I'll be safe out there on the road. Richard, you and the wife have a good morning, and hopefully we'll holler at y'all later on this evening. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
KA3JCA.
32JKT.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that meeting. KN4TFW.
I looked up that earthquake in Harrisonville last night. It was at 10:23 p.m., and it was in Valley Hill, which is just literally right down the road from my house. And I didn't feel it.
They're blasting some of that granite away from that mountain, so you'll be able to get through.
This place used to be right beside the rock quarry. That was interesting.
Fault line, it runs through there, right through Ballard, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Sorry, I doubled with you in the beginning. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Ken. I was just saying there's been a couple of earthquakes up there this year. There was another one in June of this year, and I know there's a fault line that runs right through there.
KN4JCA. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Miss Sally. KN4DFW.
Sally, good to hear you on the radio.
LAW2JKT.
Morning back. We're she actually brought me a cup of coffee, and she brought her one, and we're gonna sit down here and drink our cup of coffee together and listen to the radio. And Patrick, she's hoping that you're gonna be able to make it tomorrow or Saturday, and that way we'll get a chance to meet her. And you and I, we know you met Ashley, so we hope things work out for you. KA3JCA.
I hope so, too. I got a wedding to be at 3 o'clock. So that's the drawback. If I do come, I won't be able to stay but just a minute.
I think they said 1 o'clock is around the start time, and I'm going to try to get there 15 minutes early or so, because we also have something that afternoon we have to be back. I forgot that I have two dogs that have to go to the kennels at 7:30 in the morning. One's for dental and one's just normal comprehensive, but we drop them off at 7:30 and they call us when they're done. So I'm just going to tell her that it's going to be a late afternoon and we'll pick them up closer to 5.
I get to meet y'all face to face instead of over the radio.
She's got you pictured in her head, so she's going to have to wait and see if it matches there. So, but if not, maybe one day if you're over this neck of the woods on the weekend or whatever, we'll get you to stop in. Alrighty, we'll be monitoring for a little bit. You guys drive safe there. Ken, I know you're probably almost to work there, but I know that fog's heavy. He gave me some good reports, so Ashley can leave early enough to get to her work and leave ample room to see. So, and Mr. Eric, I meant to tell you earlier, you probably have the best gas price of us all right now, the cheapest anyway, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Free unless I have to pay for it, or about 10 cents a kilowatt hour otherwise.
She wants me to look at getting her an electric car for her long commute to work. I told her that I could just plug it in the hallway and leave the extension cord attached the whole time.
But enjoy your coffee together. It's nice to be able to sit down with loved ones and enjoy breakfast or coffee or whatever. So you guys have a good one. WTUJKT.
Patrick, we'll be on a little bit KA3JCA with KA4JCA.
Coffee, Miss Allen, Richard. We'll talk to y'all down the log. KO4HK. What you got planned for this rainy weekend coming?
Getting to pick up a grandson to spend the night.
Ken, you gonna get both of them?
It was a package deal. You had to take all three, but it's like, man, it's hard for Papa and Nana to function with three of them running around screaming and that, and the dog just can't hardly stand it. So now we finally graduated up to just one at a time, and it's you can get some one-on-one time then, and makes it a lot more enjoyable. KN4 TFW.
Me and my brother were growing up, it was always a package deal. You didn't get one without the other booting us out the door.
In summer, we'll be able to get, each one for the weekend and maybe go camping and swimming at the lake.
HGX, well, now that Miss Susan is retired and she got all that free time, it'll be a good time to do it.
Yeah, this is her Friday today.
Big plans.
I might try to finish putting out some decorations. I'm not sure how much rain we're going to get where I am this weekend, but I've got some more lights to put out and a couple of other things, but otherwise it should be pretty quiet.
So I got a wedding to go to Saturday right in the middle of the day, so that's going to tie up my Saturday evening anyway. I don't know if I got to go to Michelin yet tomorrow or not, so waiting to find out about that. So we're just kind of in the holding pattern on that one.
4EB, good morning, guys.
Good morning, KN4 TFW.
And KO4HGX.
It's foggy out here.
It's been that way all the way down the mountain.
When I got to 85, thank goodness. It was terrible on the little curvy back roads near my house. I had trouble seeing some of the curves. It was so bad.
There was no picnic this morning.
You know whether you came down at 18 or at 221.
21, if I look on Google Maps and there's construction traffic or something, you know, because 221 will dump me out there at the bottom of the construction zone. It takes a little longer, but yeah, 18, it was fine this morning, so I came down 18.
85 in Gaffney.
Exit 96 usually.
On 85 over that way in quite a while. It was terrible the last time I did.
The zone is just awful, and you know, in the afternoons, it's about half the time I get off at 221 to come home because of traffic in the construction zone.
You guys were talking about the weekend. Is it going to be rainy again?
I didn't get a since ago, but you know how that changes too.
Good double. I was hoping we're going to at least get one good day. It's been pretty dreary for several weeks here to me.
It could be snow.
Look, Ben.
Full remote.
I wouldn't have no radio. I'd be on the
side to put a plow on it. Another vehicle to play and have fun in.
I know that I wouldn't have no radio. I guess that I'd take my HD, and that I'd be in Mama's Jeep, probably.
That's what I was saying. I move over to the side-by-side then and just go scrape snow and driveway, so put a little radio in there and be good.
Foreign C-Man out here at work at 5:30 this morning.
It did not happen.
You didn't hear yet. I expect it probably did. Throw the turn on. Okay, guys, I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody, Richard, Sally, Patrick, Eric, you guys have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and maybe I can catch you guys this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Ken, hope you have a great day. KO4 HKX.
Enjoy your day. This is W2JKT.
7-3 Ken KA3JCA.
NC4EB.
Turning 7-3.
No problem. To a Tesla Saturday.
Yo.
Old car, and one of my good friends bought it. It's the performance model, and he claims I hurt his neck. And I don't know, for some reason that made me happy.
Well, my office have them, and one of the guys took me for a ride, and he's got a Model Y, and you know, that's a little bigger one, and but it'll still scoot. They definitely put me in the seat, so to speak.
I'm glad I've got mine for what I paid versus that car, though. I'm about a third of what he paid since I bought mine used.
Getting the justification for the cost of a Tesla. I mean, you know, this little Bolt, I love it, and it gets the job done for about half the cost. So, yeah, I don't have any need to spend $60,000 or $80,000 on a car.
Still in the category of somebody that's never bought a new car, so maybe I'll get a Tesla with a salvage title one of these days. We'll see how that goes.
Typically buy a new car and then just drive it till the wheels fall off. I think when I donated my Armada, it had about 200,000 on it, and pretty much most of my cars will go about 200,000 miles before I finally get rid of them.
This will go a lot further than that, or further than that since I got the new battery at 98,000.
I might need a new little cheaper.
It will, but I got mine for free under the recall, so that worked out great.
98,000 miles, so that's you couldn't have asked for better timing.
Thought about pushing it out as long as I could, but I didn't. I went ahead and got it. I think I got it in February.
Funds, they say they're supposed to be just fine and last a while, and you know, I'm taking all the steps I can to get the most life out of it, so. Who knows? You know, I know that there's some apps there where you can figure out kind of what the battery life is. I have torque, sorry, OBD fusion, and I'm actually monitoring a few things right now, but I'm just not sure which of the parameters I need to monitor to get that that expected life, but I know there is one.
I'm an Android, so I have a Torque Pro, and I can see that on mine.
All right, too, and I know a guy, there's a guy on the internet who figured out what all the parameters are for Torque Pro and OBD fusion and all that. There's several hundred of them, and I haven't been through the whole list yet to find the one that's the lifetime left.
And that, yeah, I've looked at that, and I got that working with, had to do something with that to get the a better route planner stuff to work with your OBD2 dongle.
They work together.
You know, the way I'm running is kind of, I don't know, seems like almost a hack, but that's the only way you can do for a long time with this car. But it uses Torque Pro, and it uploads parameters to a website, and then the app on your phone actually pulls the stuff from that website. But they've got a new dongle that they recommend. It'll connect directly, and it eliminates that. And I thought about buying one, but they're like $60 or $70, and I've got one that's working good enough right now. But that would eliminate that going through the internet and connect them directly, which would make the thing work a lot better when you didn't have internet reception.
Does a better route planner using that information for, does it just kind of estimate how much range you have left and then, you know, pick a charging station based on that?
And it'll also, like, plan the trip for you and try to get you where you hit a charger, you know, at a pretty low state. And so you'll get a charge faster. It's a really neat program. You should look into it.
I'd heard of it before. I just haven't I haven't messed with it yet.
Little time and head scratching to get it working, but once you do, it's pretty good.
But yeah, I'm getting exit 27 here, so I'm going to jump off and head down to the office and get my day started. But I hope you all have a great day. Best 73 to you guys, and maybe I'll catch some of you all this afternoon. This is W2JKT.
Eric, NC4EB.
Eric, and Ernie, I'm going to go ahead and say 73 with you. The guys are coming to the truck, so hope you have a good day, and y'all stay safe out there. KO4HKX, clear.
NC4EB.
NC4EB, K3JCA. So how long did it take you to get your new call?
Exactly 18 days.
And to somebody on DMR the other day that apparently a lot of people in North Carolina decided to get the NC for their state, and then they've been eating up them additional calls there, because I've been seeing a lot of them here lately pop up on the internet.
It's been available for 2 years, and I don't know, I didn't. Somehow I had looked into vanity calls and didn't realize that NC was available until a couple of months ago. And when I saw the NC and my initials with the four in the middle was available, I decided to study for the extra so I could get it.
Well, I've never changed mine. My call's the original one, and actually, I don't want to say I'm upset, but when I first got my license and so forth, the FCC made a mistake and sent me two. They sent me a JCA and a JFK, and it was funny because at that time back in 80, when I got it, I'm like, oh, wow, I got JFK, maybe they'll let me keep this one. And they came back and sent me a revision letter saying that there was a mistake, and they gave me JCA, and I've just kept it ever since.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. Well, I bet you had to go to an FCC office somewhere to take your test back then, didn't you?
I had two, when I say friends, I mean, they were my Elmers. I met one of them through the military, and that's how we got hooked up with the other one. Passed it, got my ticket. As soon as I got that, I'd already been studying. I had to drive to Pennsylvania, up to Gettysburg, to take the test. And once I got that taken, of course, back then, that test was a little bit more questions. It was actually the technician and the general class. As soon as I passed that test, I came back and studied for my 13 words a minute and took it and passed it. And while I was there, I took the written for the advanced and got the advanced. And then I took the extra the next go around and passed it the first time without studying. And then I managed to hang on to it there just before they switched over to the, where they were getting ready to drop the no code or drop the Morse code for no code. So I went and got my 20 words a minute just prior to them stopping that.
You got the real license then. You know, I got the no code extra, which I don't know. That was a lot easier. I would have never been an extra with the code, I guess. I originally got my license back in the early 80s, and I did 5 words a minute with my Elmer, who is a neighbor, still is. And then I ended up going to Atlanta to take the test for a technician.
I know what you mean. Yeah, to me, I'm glad they did away with the code. It was just something I wanted to say that I could achieve, and it was hard because you had not only you had to either 1 minute of solid copy or you had to copy what you could and then answer 10 questions and blah, blah, blah. And I actually got fortunate enough to get the beginning and one sentence in the middle where I was able to have 1 minute of solid copy in order to pass.
A little bit during some of that, but I got most of it. I got mine back then and ended up letting it lapse and got interested in it again during COVID, so I would have something different to listen to and do while I was stuck working from home. Well, I'm at my exit here, so I'm going to go ahead and sign. Enjoyed talking to everybody this morning, and hope everybody has a good rest of the week and weekend. 73 from NC4EB.
All right, sir. 73, have a wonderful day, and glad you can get in here in the morning with the group here. KA3JCA is clear. KX, KA3JCA, you still in there, Patrick?